Welcome, everyone, to Season 3, Episode 21, Control the Opposition. Yes, this is a very specific episode we're going to cover. Forget all you're hearing in the media about who's doing what, how things are going to happen, and when these things are going to take place. Too many people are talking about what the enemy is doing with their New World Order. While that is good to expose that evil, however, the vast majority exposing the evil are deceived by the enemy that's controlling the patriots and nationalists of each country. So, without further ado, let's talk about why control the opposition is extremely important. And I'm not talking about the Hegelian dialect that they play with the right versus left. That's, to an extent, sure, controlling the opposition. But the people that are wanting to stop this evil, who are taking action to do such, that you see in the media, those are going to be the new leaders of the New World Order if they do not change the course they're headed. Some of them are complicit, meaning they are willingly taking part in controlling the opposition. While some of them are just too blind and think that they're so spiritual that they can't even see what's in front of them. I'm not going to name names. I'm not here to name names because names change. People change. So, let's move forward into this one key area. How the enemy is infiltrating the people, and how they're doing it oh so subtly. And I'm going to read Mein Kampf, a section of it. Yes, it is by Adolf Hitler. If we can get to that, I will read that part. But for now, let's take a brief pause. Because I'm sure you're wondering why I'm going to be reading a piece from Mein Kampf. So stay tuned. Be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Appreciate you staying tuned in to this awesome podcast. Now, how does the enemy infiltrate without the people knowing? It's simple. Control the story, you create history. So, the vast majority of people that actually are good, wholehearted people have been indoctrinated, because we went over indoctrination of children on the last episode, are indoctrinated into 99% lies. And so it's a span of 100 years that the enemy will always do something. And I'm talking more about in recent history. They'll do it in a span of 100 years. And this is when it was the beginning of the Age of Enlightenment, when they were starting to do this. Because they wanted to speed things up. So, when it comes to such, alright, the people have to trust them. If the people don't trust, the people won't accept. Inception. Trust has to be established first. How is trust established? It ain't by building rapport, I can tell you that. It ain't about talking about how the weather is, how someone's day is. That's just not how trust is built. Trust is built on how one is able to accomplish something. And not just accomplishing something, but following through and having a step-by-step process showing the ease. Essentially, creating a metaphorical bridge for people to cross that they will accept. At the same time, giving people the autonomy, the idea of free will. So the way that they're going to usually do this is that they're going to take part of that nation as a tradesman. In one form or another, it'll be something. Whether it's that the resources of that country, or finances, agriculture, whatever it is. Usually, and this is because of the Khazarian Empire starting this, but they do it under the name of being a Jew. Okay? There are, to make a defining point, there are Judeans from the tribe of Judah, and then there are Jews who practice Judaism. They are not the same thing. If you don't believe me, you can read the book Facts or Facts by Benjamin Friedman, who exposes this because he used to be a Jew, and then he became a Catholic. Granted, you know, I'm not exactly for Catholicism, but, you know, at least he became a Christian. At least he started to follow Yeshua. That's the main concern, which is good. But he did expose that, so Jews never existed before the Khazarian Empire created it. Judaism never existed until the Khazarian Empire created it. The Talmud existed during the time of Yeshua because there was the Sanhedrin. And Yeshua called out the Sanhedrins because he knew that the Sanhedrin allowed pedophilia. That's why he called them out. Not the only reason, but one of the main reasons. But I wanted to lay that out. So yeah, usually they'll come in as a Jew, not a Judean. Okay. Now, it's, like I said, when they're the tradesmen, it's usually what that country values that they're currently using. So, of course, they're going to send out spies to find out what it is that country's using. What they'll do is they will become the middlemen in that nation's economy. Because that's when they're able to start monopolizing that industry. And upon which usury money lending is introduced and welcomed. So we'll teach people how to accept debt to move forward. Instead of truly building wealth. So, now, after exploiting usury money lending and trade, they take special category states through 8 different ways. These are strategic positions they place themselves. Some I can give an example of, others pretty straightforward. Number one, the state that's facing the problem of resources crunch. So essentially that could be like anywhere in that geographical setting where they establish territory. Number two, low per capita income. For example, Detroit, Michigan. Or San Bernardino, California. Or parts of southern Phoenix, Arizona, parts of Mesa, Arizona. I used to live in Maricopa County, so that's why I say that. So, it just, no. Low per capita income, you're looking at like the poor people. That's what that's talking about. Number three, non-viable nature of state finances. What is that? Non-viable nature of state finances. Essentially, what that means is that it's not an area of concern for financing that part of the state. Number four, economic and infrastructural backwardness. That's not straightforward. Just picture a city compared to a bunch of loincloth, tree hut people. So the loincloth, tree hut people would be the economic and infrastructural backwardness. That's what that means. That's the way I can put that for a picture. Five, presence of sizable tribal population. Tribal doesn't mean just like a specific group of people. It's just relating to what are the different sizes of groups of people that calculate to the entire population. Where is the presence? Where are they located? Also, they look for hilly and difficult terrain. Hence why they have their military bunkers and pedophile tunnels. You also have strategic location along international borders. Hence why the UN has created sections in between states and borders where there's space. It's not like there's an actual border where you cross over and you're on to the, you're in the next country or the next state. No, there's actual land between those two areas where you can walk through and it's not decided. And that's the United Nations territory. That's what would be a strategic location along international borders. And of course, low population density. So they're going to be camping out where there's not a lot of people. Small town. Of course, there is a monopolization of usury money lending and trade. Once they're complete, they're never working hard, which people shouldn't be working hard to begin with. Over menial tasks. But they leverage others to work hard in degrading and derogatory positions. Janitors. Excuse me, I don't know why I had a cough there. Showing unkind pride with the wealth they usurped for others to envy at. Yeah. Can't really say much else besides the, E. This is letter E, where we're at. Using degrading flattery with government officials to exploit them. Even persecution doesn't deter them from progressing forward. Using government to acquire the land from the people through usury. Hence, for example, if you're not familiar, the U.S. Corporation. Okay, you have the U.S. Corporation created in 1871 by Congress that committed treason with international bankers by creating the de facto jurisdiction, separating it from the de jure by creating the U.S. Corporation. And because the U.S. Corporation went bankrupt in 1913, is when they then had the Federal Reserve established. So that way, they had the Federal Reserve notes distributed in 1933, and in 1936, the Social Security Act for people dead at sea who are debt slaves with no rights and no life, backing up their labor for a bankrupt corporation when they were actually supposed to be living and using the credit of the U.S. corporation to pay for their essentials. So it got flipped around, and they then decided to use the Federal Reserve as the main hub with central banks in other countries, so that way then they could do the same thing. Create that government as a corporation to then financially take over and take the land. And, of course, letter F, they get close to rulers. This is where the monarch programming comes in. And the rulers beg for privileges, charters, and money in return for interest compounded. So they put them in extreme poverty. So that way they completely outright own them. While also doing some nasty stuff. Ultimately, being repeated over and over again, to be entrapped by Satan and his domain, the kingdom of darkness. Then we're going to move on to how the rulers and officials' attitude toward the people loosens slowly but surely, so as to serve the enemy to finally ceasing interests of the people. Where have we seen that before? Many times in history, and today. This is done by speeding up the process of diverting the financial troubles by avoiding the true tasks with toadying them. Flattery by induction of vices of every kind. pedophilia, drugs, money, women, men, power, influence, you name it, whatever it is. By changing the ways of extraction and extortion in shorter periods of time, the enemy acts then as a courtier, bringing in people from the masses up to elite status to corrupt the institution even further. Like, for example, I don't want to name name, but Tom Hanks, Robert Downey Jr., Oprah Winfrey, oh my goodness, The Rock. I could go on and on forever. Yeah. So a lot of these people, they're related indirectly by blood, but because they're not directly, that's why then they bring them up. This, in turn, they use the masses by swindling them into the belief of the Jews' return to Israel. Billy Graham. Sorry if you didn't know about that, but yes, Billy Graham is related to them. Amongst a lot of others pushing the whole Zionist agenda. That's mainly in like the US, UK, and Canada. Maybe some other countries, maybe, but those are the main. But we're going to go ahead, we're going to pause right here, and we're going to come back after this brief message. Stay tuned. All right, let's go ahead and move forward with this. So, the change is what takes place as the name of the Jew and a corresponding attitude is positive in the deceived believer's mind. The language is adopted by the enemy to blend in, and besides financial rule, will possess civil rights for influence of feverish greed to world domination. Hypocritical manipulation manifests from performing good and then twisting it to blame others for their wrongdoing, and deceived sympathizers look at them as unfortunate. Knowing how to manage well, they provide charity like manure spread on the field, and still called a benefactor and friend of mankind. Gradually becoming the spokesperson of change, pushes their way into national production by usurping the organizations of personal ownership that estranges the employer from the employees, which follows political class cleavage. Because of this, they then influence the stock exchange and have ownership or control of the national labor force. Oh, and people still want to work a job? You gotta be kidding me. I have to say it. Strengthening the political force, they strip racial and civil barriers for religious tolerance by using secret societies like Freemasonry to ensnare the political and economic bourgeois. Before the bourgeois, which is the middle class, awakes. And to speak of the bourgeois, which is the middle class, would be considered millionaires today. They take possession of the media. You really think that's just Fox News, CNN, ABC? Oh, no. It's things like Epoch Times. It's all things like OANN News, alternative media, also like Alex Jones, and so forth. I could go on and on and on and on. Oh, but I'm not going to. So, while education is brought to them with praises of progress and knowledge in the schools they leave behind, they keep the real knowledge only for their people. They poison the blood of others by allowing only the ones they deem worthy by using the disarmament that Jewish men cannot marry a Christian woman, but always a Christian man marrying a Jewess. In order to disguise this activity and blind the people, they preach equality of everyone without consideration of race and color. This will occur in the elite class due to the combination of Jewish Talmud, Mishnah, and Torah. So yes, I'm reading a lot of this off of Mein Kampf, chapters called Nations and Race. I'll put it this way. There's nothing wrong with a black man and a white woman together. There's nothing wrong with a Latina woman with an Asian man. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. There's everything wrong when the enemy comes in and wants to completely and utterly destroy the culture by merging every single race and color out there into one. That is what's wrong. Okay, there's nothing wrong with having a variety of different colors coming together and allowing those cultures to thrive. But then what happens is the enemy will literally take those cultures and merge them in together so that way the next generations have that merged culture as their new culture. So thereby, when it goes to the grandchildren, that the grandchildren want nothing to do with the original cultures, that those cultures are then going to be gone, so that way the great-grandchildren are around, they have no idea of those original cultures. So that's why it's very wrong to have all races of people merged together to completely dilute and destroy all those cultures, so that way the enemy can create one culture. New World Order culture. But moving forward, to downplay their character even more, they use media to be portrayed as harmless and unimportant rather than dangerous. Banking? The ultimate goal is to overthrow the kingdom, domain, or government by implementing democracy. First, it's by a republic. Because it eliminates personality. Yes, democracy eliminates personality. Why? Republic is not good because it's a false sense of freedom to begin with. Okay. But with a democracy, it's even worse. Okay. When it comes to a republic, there's the rule of law where, say, Jimmy has a bike and Timmy wants that bike. Well, Timmy can't have that bike, no matter how much he wants it. That's a rule of law. In a democracy, Jimmy has that bike, and he worked hard to get that bike, and then Timmy says, I want that bike. And he has the majority of people on his side says, I want that bike. The majority says, Jimmy, you got to give him that bike. Well, now Jimmy has to give that bike to Timmy. That's democracy for you. That's why you can't have anything done in a democratic environment. I'm not talking about a leftist. I'm talking about democracy. You can't do anything except a majority. Hence the reason why they then create democracy for a majority to overthrow the governments. Moving forward, the economic development of the social classification changes as independence of the contractors working for oneself becomes proletarian, Marxist unity. Industrial workers, everyday rat race workers, don't reach any position of importance in life and are without property in old age. Hence why millennials don't want to own property. Being in torture rather than comfortability. As the promise of being for the left, liberals, it's made impossible for patriots of intelligence to accept positions of leadership in the workers' organizations. First by adopting an internationalist point of view, and then by sponsoring a Marxist theory which proclaimed that property as theft. Now the leadership. And this is where we're getting into how the enemy is controlling both. And controlling the majority. As controlling the opposition. Now the leadership of industry, insofar as it was patriarch-minded, can't put up with what's happening. just like a lot of patriots and nationalists of countries today. Therewith, the enemy succeeded in bringing about the isolation of this movement from all nationalist elements. Next, through clever management of the media, they've influenced the masses that the right, conservatives, looked upon the mistakes of the left as the mistakes of the worker, while the mistakes made on the right, in their turn, seems to the worker mistakes of the so-called bourgeois. And neither of them noticed that the mistakes on both sides were the objective sought by the enemy. So if you're following along with what the right's saying, you have just bought into the enemy's lies. As everyone is slowly added to an additional class, the state creates a pension for the people and is implemented by the corporation. Once reaching to a certain size, the state, claiming this to be noble and educating the masses into unselfish loyalty disguised as duty. But the increase of workers creates additional hours and effort becomes useless since every minute is counted. This is why I hated working for corporate America. This not only destroys health and confidence in higher law, but wages become miserable while the employer benefits more. Hence, in the countryside, both leader and follower do the same work and eat the same food. While the bourgeois are indifferent from pacifist weakness, the enemy seizes the opportunity to organize the capitalist methods of exploitation and become the leader of the victims to fight against the opposition. Quote unquote, opposition. As a liar, they appear to be pure and shame others. Oh my goodness. I could name some real names on the right side right now. Because there's too many that are naming on left that's, the right and the left are all both liars and blamers and shamers. Shame, blame, game. With a new economic class, the first step the enemy uses is the bourgeois as a battleground against the feudal world elites. I wonder where we're headed right now. Then the workers against the bourgeois, thereby implementing leadership within the workers. The workers unknowingly working for the enemy, now fights against the national economy. Yes, I'm going to read that again. Then the workers against the bourgeois, thereby implementing leadership within the workers. The workers unknowingly working for the enemy now fights against the national economy. So it's demolished to triumph the international stock exchange. At this point, to topple the dollar for virtual currency. It's already virtual to begin with. Sorry, virtual bubble people. It's been virtual since they brought the credit and debit card system. But completely digital. The enemy does this by approaching the worker and pretends to have pity or indignation to gain trust. Where can I say this? The Canadian trucker rally, clogging up the U.S.-Canadian border. In a cunning way, they stimulate the need for social justice to the point of hatred. For abolition of those favored by wealth and fortune. This founds Marxist theory. Oh yes, it's getting real. Absolutely. The people don't feel their voices are heard. That's why, in the cunning way, they stimulate the need for social justice to the point of hatred. Literally, they're pushing people to the point of hatred. The patriots and the nationalists. Okay? For abolition of those favored by wealth and fortune. This founds Marxist theory, okay? It's not happening on the left. It's on the right as well. They're pushing the point of hatred to literally fight against what's called the global elite, okay? There's no such thing as the global elite, okay? There are the satanic bloodlines, and there are their elites, okay? And their elites are not globalist elites because they know the world is not a globe and they know it's not flat. They know it is torus-shaped. And so, the enemy presents it to be inseparable with countless socially justified demands through promotion, ultimately destroying personality and race that disallows the underdogs from dominating. Yes. Have you ever really met someone that you actually knew, either growing up or knew for a while, it's an underdog, and actually made it to become a multimillionaire? Rare. Absolutely rare, today's day and age. Due to a mixture of reason and human frenzy, with the outcome of chaos that creates the destruction of the basic elements of the foundation for culture, from categorical rejection by the workers. This is the true nature of the Marxist view of life. I'm going to read that part again, okay? Ultimately destroying personality and race that disallows the underdogs from dominating. Due to a mixture of reason and human frenzy with the outcome of chaos that creates the destruction of the basic elements of the foundation for culture from categorical rejection by the workers. Those who are intelligent are kept from putting themselves into the mix, while those unaware of what takes place and economically badly trained will undoubtedly join. Hence the reason why people are getting on the trend of, oh, build an e-commerce dropshipping store. Work for yourself. Don't work for an employer. You don't want to work for an employer, too. They're not talking about acquiring tangible assets. But those who are intelligent are kept from putting themselves into the mix. Like myself. And you listening to this podcast. While those unaware of what takes place and economically badly trained will undoubtedly join. The more intelligent workers under the enemy leadership are aiming to make improvements to the situation but will ultimately be enslaved and destroyed. The general pacifist paralyzation of the national instinct of self-preservation introduced into the circles of the so-called intelligentsia by Freemasonry is transmitted to the great masses, but above all, to the bourgeois, by activity of the media. As the organization of brutal forces emerges, the institutions that pose themselves as the best in authority will always fail so that the enemy acquire the willing promoters in the high and highest officialdom of the state. These same institutions cringe submissiveness towards the enemy and produce arrogant superciliousness to those they view below them, while crying to God through their narrow-mindedness and assuming facts before they're presented. I'm absolutely real on this. Y'all know that by now. If you didn't know it, you know now I'm real when I put it. Because this is a document I put together after reading Mein Kampf. Not the entire book, but specifically that section. Now, the economic conquest, the domination that has been acquired for the last few hundred years, is split into two categories, the political and the trade union movement. Oh, yeah. We're getting there. We're almost done. Don't worry. But I'm sure you'll love to hear more about this. So, the economic conquest, the domination that has been acquired for the last few hundred years, is split into two categories. Again, the political and the trade union movement. For the union movement, the workers must take defense matters into their own hands in order to have better living conditions, because neither the employer nor the state will help. The bourgeois, that's blinded by financial interests, will put the severest obstacles in the way of the struggles for life, and not only resisting attempts at shortening the inhumanely long working hours, abolishing human trafficking, safeguarding and protecting the feminist/LGBTQ+ movement, raising of sanitary conditions in workshops and homes, COVID-19, but frequently actually sabotages them the enemy cleverly takes charge of the oppressed. Yes. Absolutely. They have been working relentlessly on taking over the workers. I'm going to read that section again for the union movement. Okay. The worker must take matters, defense matters, into their own hands in order to have better living conditions, because neither the employer nor the state is going to help them with that. The bourgeois, that's blinded by financial interests, will put the severest obstacles in the way of the struggle for life. Hence the gurus, the financial gurus out there. And not only resisting attempts at shortening the inhumanely long working hours, abolishing human trafficking, safeguarding and protecting the feminist / LGBTQ plus movement, raising of sanitary conditions in workshops and homes, COVID-19, that was not in the book, the COVID-19, I just added that, but frequently actually sabotages them. The enemy cleverly takes charge of the oppressed. The enemy, leading the unaware workers, brings these people into formation of economic fighting troops to destroy the national economic independence. As part of the goal, the enemy goes for the abolishing of national health and the safeguarding of the national economic independence. They want a decayed herd subjected to their demands, which allows them, the enemy, to make senseless demands while stirring up the masses in return. So since they look at us as a herd, okay, we're not at the point of a decayed herd where we're in desperation. That's the point that they're pushing the people to, is desperation. While the masses remain narrow-minded and the state remains indifferent, they offer impudent promises in regard to economic affairs. They then apply the unionist movement in the most brutal application of force to the nation's economy. Oh yeah, that's the union movement, the worker side. Parallel to this, the political movement advances by moving the masses through force and compulsion. Huh. Interesting. Well, you got, BLM on the left and Proud Boys on the right. There you go. There's your force and compulsion. The masses are the permanent financial source and controlling organ of the political agenda. Yes, the masses are the permanent financial source and controlling organ of the political agenda. Because they are debt slaves with no rights and no life. By the masses not working comes from the idea of the political idea over the economic concerns. As the masses are the lowest educated people, by design of the illustrious council, and many other councils by the enemy, they task the masses not into higher intelligence, but rather to their lowest instincts. As this is established through the media, in doing this, the media poses ridicule and slander upon national independence, as they call conspiracy theorists or truth seekers, cultural heights, cancel culture, and economic self-dependence, financial independence. Yes, they are literally ridiculing and slandering not just people who are labeled as conspiracy theorists and truth seekers, but you also have, which is the left, you have the right also against cultural height, cancel culture. And then you have the economic self-dependence, financial independence. Yes. Attacking those things. By the ignorance of the masses about the inner nature of the enemy that poses as a Jew, the lack of intuition and narrow-mindedness. I'm not going to say Jew anymore. They can come in as a Christian. and a Buddhist, Jainist, whatever religion you are, they will come in as such. But in America, it's mainly the Christian or the Jew. The lack of intuition and narrow-mindedness of the elites makes the people easily fall victim to the campaign of lies, which is the personification and symbolization of the devil. While the upper classes are cowering of the enemy, who attacked spiritually awakened individuals with lies and slander, the masses will believe anything because of ignorance. The state also does nothing in silence or persecutes the individual or individuals just to the end the enemy's media nuisance. Once fear of the Marxist weapon sinks into the brains and souls of decent people like a nightmare, the enemy lies using, I am not kidding, this was used back during Hitler's time, the enemy lies using Zionism as a means on one end of the world to believe that the national self-conscious of the Jews finds satisfaction in rebuilding the Temple of Solomon for their Antichrist. And the seizure of land for convicted rascals and schooling for the rogue nationalists. Oh, yeah. And the rebuilding of the Temple of Solomon for their Antichrist in a physical location. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's about your body and your soul. Them rebuilding the Temple of Solomon within you. Yes. Systematically. Oh, and they'll do it as a physical thing for those that are already deceived. So, yeah, they'll be doing that as well. Systematically, in the political sphere, the idea of democracy is replaced by dictatorship of the proletariat, Marxist workers. Now methodically working towards revolution in a twofold direction to enslave and rule the people in two ways, economically and politically. Due to international influence, war is enacted through the people from built-up resistance of violence. The people have taken and go into revolution through economics. They undermine the states until the social organizations that have been unprofitable are taken from the state and submitted to their financial control. Politically, they deny all means of self-preservation, destroying any and all national self-dependence and defense, destroying the confidence of the leaders, derailing history and the past, and tears down everything truly great into destitution. In culture, they infect art, literature, movies, TV, music, smites natural feelings, overthrows all conceptions of beauty and sublimity, of nobility and quality, and in turn brings down the people into their corrupt nature. As you see with Hollywood and such in the music industry. All forms of belief are ridiculed, customs and morality presented as outlived, until the last supports of nationality in the fight for human existence in the world have fallen. And lastly, once political power is gained, they shed the wolf in sheep's clothing to reveal the tyrant. Through the democratic national enemy, within a few years, they do everything to eradicate the national supporters of intelligence, people that are awake. And while depriving the people of the natural spiritual leaders, they make them right for the slave's final permanent subjugation. Oh yeah. And that's controlling the opposition. So I appreciate you all staying tuned in, listening to this awesome content. This one has been a long time coming. I put together this document last year, though. But this one definitely needed to be said, because it's one of the reasons why you can't actually read Mein Kampf in court, because of this. I mean, there's sure there's other stuff, but they'll say like, oh, it's anti-Semitic. But it's like that stuff that's in there is exactly why they don't want it to go into court, because then it can go into the record and then that can be broadcasted and publicized for the masses to know. It's not to say Hitler did not do evil, because he did. He was good at one point. Whenever he turned, I'm not sure. But he did, and became evil. He did a lot of evil. So he died brutally, because he decided to side with the enemy. And that's why they had the Nazi base created in the Antarctic and on Mars, if they have any other places. But I appreciate you all for listening into this awesome podcast. Again, this was talking about control the opposition, which is exactly what people need to know more about than what the old world order is being talked about in the news. Okay, I'm so sick and tired of hearing, "Oh, look what the enemy's doing here. Look what the enemy's doing there." Yeah, great. What are you doing about it? Okay, I don't care what is happening, what the enemy is talking about, what they plan on doing. What are you doing about it? What are you doing to stop it? If all you're doing is talking about, hey, look at what the enemy is doing, but you're not doing a thing about it, I don't care. I'm not going to listen. It doesn't make any... It does not help me, and it does not help you, and it doesn't help anyone else. It just gives you validation because you're seeking validation, which means you need some things corrected in your life, and you need to heal because you do not need to validate from other people information because of what the enemy is saying. That's the truth. So, if you find information of what the enemy is doing, great. What's the solution to stopping that? That's what you need to do. And I'm telling you people to do this. Because I'm so sick and tired of hearing from so many people, look at what the enemy is doing, look what the enemy is doing. Look at this, look at that. Like, I don't care. I really don't. Do something about it. If it's something God wants you to actually go after and stop and prevent, go. Then do that. But if not, I don't suggest you going after it. Now, it's good to know what the enemy is doing so that way you can do spiritual warfare. That's great and everything. But if you're not doing anything here in the physical either, you're wasting your time and you're wasting others' time. And you're going to lose rewards by just sitting and talking about what the enemy is doing. The enemy has been stealing, killing, and destroying since death manifested. Okay? That's literally what it boils down to. It's nothing different. There's nothing new under the sun, like what Ecclesiastes says. All right? So this is the only thing I will tell all my listeners. Usually I just make suggestions, but this is not a suggestion. For anyone that's on this podcast, I will require you to continue listening to this podcast to put in solutions into bringing down the enemy. That's the whole reason I give out this information, is so that way you can see what you are able to use in bringing a solution to eliminating the enemy. That's the whole point of the information I've been bringing. And so what am I doing about it? You're probably going to ask. Well, I have a team established, and we're going to be preventing economic failure. That is our solution. That's what we are focused on. And it's going to take a lot of work. But that's what I'm doing. Every single one of you has that ability. Because everyone who is listening to this absolutely is in a position to do something about stopping the enemy on one level or another. You do. So I want to leave you with that. And until next time, we're going to then talk about the 99-1 rule. Yes, absolutely. Appreciate you all. You're awesome. Stay tuned. See you then.